A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in a caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, the Church calls our attention to Mary by celebrating the feast of her Immaculate Heart. The heart is a symbol for love. We also use the word heart in expressions such as, "she or he has a good heart." We use the word heart sometimes when we are trying to capture the essence of a concept or reality and refer to it as the heart of the matter. The heart is often used as a symbol for the core of our being, the deepest part of ourselves. We know little concerning the details of Mary's life, but we know the essential things. We know she said yes when God invited her to be the mother of Jesus. She responded with faith and trust, not knowing how this would play out, given her state in life and her culture. She accepted and surrendered to God's will. We know that Mary's challenges did not end with her yes at the Annunciation. Mary carried out that commitment each day. Our reading today recounts the event of Jesus remaining in the temple for 3 days while Joseph and Mary searched for him. We can only imagine the fear and anxiety they experienced. Perhaps Mary found herself wondering if this was the fulfillment of Simeon's prophecy, wherein she would suffer because of who her son was. And imagine her relief when she found Jesus safe in the temple, calmly engaged in conversation with the teachers. And after her initial reaction of relief and joy, the question, "Why have you done this to us?" Jesus' response, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" was not a clear answer to her question. No more of the conversation, if there was more, is recorded. But Jesus went down and was obedient to them, and Mary kept all these things in her heart, pondering them within the center of her being, responding again in faith and trust that God's will would reveal itself in time, in God's own time, not hers. Again, Mary does not know the outcome of her commitment. Again, she does not have a blueprint of God's plan. She knows that her son is growing up. She does not know the future for him, but she continues to trust and to be faithful to what she believes God wills for her as she lives the life of a good mother and wife. Mary is our model, seeking to do God's will, saying yes, although not knowing the full implications of that yes. Her fidelity is pleasing to God. Not knowing where the journey will end, she continues to live out her commitment one day at a time. Her faithfulness is possible because she believes that God is faithful. We pray to have within our hearts the same fidelity and trust that Mary demonstrated, that we will ponder and keep within our hearts whatever God is revealing to us, ever so gradually, as our lives unfold one day at a time, not knowing the outcome, but believing in God's love and trusting in God's promise that God will be with us always and that His grace is enough for us. Dear faithful Mary, pray for us that we too may ponder God's words within our hearts, that we may, like you, trust that God's love will always provide, and that we will have the peace that comes from accepting and doing God's will. Amen.